苏格兰的口音就是在天上，将来天堂我们都是这样说的，可能我们都会讲中文的。
Okay.
We can also speak Chinese.
All right, yeah. So it's my privilege to work for C2C Network.
我是在 C2C 工作，是一个我的荣幸。
And we are involved in proclaiming Jesus from coast to coast.
我们的工作就是在加拿大，从西岸到东岸去宣讲神的信息。
Planting churches, helping establish churches.
在那里是植堂，还有帮助一些已经建立了的教会。
But our ambition is found in Psalm 72, verse 8.
我们的这个的我们的使命呢就是在这个的诗篇第72篇第8节那里来的。
Psalm 72, verse 8 says, He shall have dominion from sea to sea.
这句经文这样讲的，他要执掌政权，从这海到那海。
And it's our prayer that Jesus will have dominion, fame, and glory from sea to sea across Canada.
我们的目的就是要耶稣基督的名字和他的荣耀是从在整个加拿大那里彰显。
If you'd like to pray for us, I brought our new brochure.
如果你想为我们祈祷，我是带了一些刊物来。
And there you'll discover what God is doing in different cities and communities across Canada.
在那里你会发现神在加拿大不同的城市和社区所做的工作。
And you could join us in praying that the Lord of the harvest would send workers into the harvest field.
你可以和我们一起祈祷，就是这个庄稼的主是差派工人去禾场上高。
Before I bring the message this morning, we're going to look at a video which will give you a flavor of what God is doing across Canada.
在我讲到之前呢，我会同大家分享一段的短片，俾你知道呢神在加拿大呢是做紧一啲乜嘢嘅工作。
Thank you.
请大家留心睇。
Millions of Canadians, of course, don't know Jesus. And from all across Canada, we continue to discover that the vast majority of our nation do not surrender their lives to our Lord. And so our mandate is to plant churches across our nation, because we see over and over again, one of the most effective ways to see people being introduced to Christ is through the initiation of new churches. There is an enemy in Canada that does not want to see the church advanced. And thank you, Lord, that you promised that you would build your church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. The reason we're here praying is because of the warfare that takes place.
Church planting really confronted all of the idols. All of the idols of my heart, all the motivations of my heart were confronted as we sought out to plant.
Oftentimes when we hang around church planters and we hear stories and we hear the people who are involved in church planting, it's stories that are filled with trial and struggle and challenge and people who've walked through the fire. And I think that we need to look at this and just really take encouragement from it for a second. Something that's more encouraging than even that to me is the realization that it's actually impossible to do what we're trying to do. We can't change hearts. Jesus said in John 15 that apart from him, we can do nothing.
And as these church planters enter into these cities, they're seeing that God's been going before them, preparing the soil for them. And as they plant churches, it's not under their strength. It's not under their logic or their initiative or their of man. It is the Holy Spirit preparing them, calling them, equipping them, setting things up in such a way. You can just see God is all over this nation, preparing and executing.
And when we arrived into the city, one of the first things that really changed was the reality that God was already there.
And you get to see what God is doing as he's raising up a body of gospel-centered believers together. And
the hardest part was probably, you know, that coming to that realization that we had really been called to move on and to do this. But once we did, the support that has come around us has been incredible.
Jesus is Lord from beginning to end. He's the Lord of the call. He's the one who sends. He's the one who equips by his spirit. He's the one who brings geographical clarity and maybe demographical clarity. But he's also the one that provides the fruit. He's also the one that builds the church and does all the work. So one of the big lessons amidst all the opposition has simply been for us, let God be God. Through the whole process, let him be the one who brings the fruit. Don't expect the fruit to be out of your efforts. So when people come to Jesus, when they move from lostness to foundness, You will never be able to take credit for that. It will not be because of what you did or where you lived or how you lived. It will be simply Jesus working through you, and at least in our case, despite us.
Let's pray, shall we? Father, we thank you so much for your Son, the Lord Jesus. We thank you because of Jesus, we've been adopted as your children. We thank you that we have been ransomed, healed, restored, and forgiven. We thank you that we can say, taste and see the Lord is good. And we pray that you would do a work in our hearts, where the good news would be so real in our experience. That we would be good news people. But right now, Lord, we ask that you would fulfill your promise.
但现在，主，我求你能够系即系实践你嘅应许。
Where you say, "Draw near to me, and I will draw near to you."
你话个亲近你嘅，你就会亲近佢。
So we pray that you would draw near to us.
我祷告就系神啊，你嚟到亲近我哋。
And that you would speak into our hearts and lives.
你会向我哋嘅心同埋我哋嘅生命嚟到去说话。
And we say this in Jesus' strong name. The name that is above every name. Amen. Now, I grew up in Scotland about 25 miles southwest of Glasgow. And my boyhood town was a divided town.
生長的地方是一個分割了的城市。
It was a community that had two no-go zones.
這個社區裡面有兩個禁區。
One part of the community was densely populated by Protestants.
其中一個就是當中有很多的清教徒在居住的。
And another part of the community was densely populated by Roman Catholics.
另一個就是很多天主教徒在居住的。
And the big idea was that Protestants would not go into the Catholic zone, and Catholics wouldn't go into the Protestant zone.
当时就是两个社区的人不会进入另外一个社区那里的。
One day the priest, the Roman Catholic priest, ignored this social prohibition.
有一次就有一个天主教的主教。
And he went to visit a family in an apartment building.
他就入了去那個清教徒的區域，去一個大廈探一個家庭。
Maybe the only Catholic family in that part of town.
在當時可能是唯一一個天主教的家庭。
And someone picked the priest up.
有些人就是將他捉住。
And threw him down several flights of stairs.
就將他扔了下去樓梯下底。
In that town.
在那個城市裡面呢。
People would ask you, what school did you go to? Now, they weren't interested in your education. They were trying to identify which religion you were. So if you said, I went to Holy Family Primary School, that was a giveaway.
如果你告訴他，你去這個Holy Family School, 即是那些天主教的學校呢？
Or if you answered Jean Street School,
或者一個, Jean Street School,
then they would figure out which religious tribe you belong to.
從你講你學校的名稱呢, 他就會知道你的宗教背景。
It was a community with animosity, hatred, and bigotry.
在這個城市裡面呢, 充滿了仇恨和敵對和偏見的。
People divided along religious tribal lines.
他們呢, 在宗教上很大的分歧。
The ugly open sore of Scottish sectarianism.
这个呢, 是苏格兰的一个, 是很丑陋的一个传统。
Now, in the passage of Scripture that we will look at this morning,
今早我们会看的经文呢,
Jesus stepped into a long-established no-go zone.
耶稣呢,也是走进了一个历史悠久的一个禁区,
where the suspicion, hostility, and division was even deeper.
在当中呢,那个的怀疑啊,敌对啊,分歧啊,可能是更加的深。
Than the division, hatred, and bigotry I experienced as a young boy. There was centuries-old rivalry and suspicion.
在那裡是有很長久歷史的敵對和分歧。
Between Jews and Samaritans.
在猶太人和撒瑪利亞人之間。
Racial, cultural, and religious division.
有很多種族文化和宗教上的分歧。
And as we turn to John's Gospel in a moment, we discover something amazing. That Jesus intentionally and willfully stepped into a no-go zone. And he had a close encounter with a spiritually thirsty and sexually broken woman.
是很破碎的一个妇人呢,是来有一个很深入的接触。
And this Jesus encounter changed her and actually changed her community.
而她和耶稣这个相遇呢,是改变了她的生命,也改变了她所居住的社区。
So if we want to become good news people, the best person to learn from is Jesus.
所以如果我们想学做一个传福音的使者呢,最好的就是向耶稣来学习。
We can learn the art of evangelism the Jesus way. We can look to Jesus as an example of how to be good news.
我们可以学耶稣成为我们一个模范，怎样去传福音。
How to share good news.
怎样去分享福音。
In the power of the Holy Spirit.
还有藉着圣灵的大能。
So let's turn to John chapter 4.
请你们如果有圣经可以打开约翰福音第四章。
And we'll read from verse 4 to verse 26.
我们会看第四至第26节。
Winnie will read from the Chinese Bible.
我会读出来,我读的是和合。
And others of us will follow along in an English Bible.
我会读和合本的圣经,如果你是看英文圣经,也可以同时间打开的。 约翰福音第四章第四节至第26节， 必须经过撒玛利亚， 于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫聚加， 靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地， 在那里有雅各井， 耶稣因走路困乏， 就坐在井旁， 那时约有五井， 有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水， 耶稣对他说， 请你给我水喝。那时门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说：你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。 妇人说：先生，没有打水的器具，井有深，你从哪里得活水呢？ 我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们， 他自己和儿子并畜生也都喝这井里的水， 难道你比他还大吗？ 耶稣回答说：凡喝这水的还要再喝， 人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴， 我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。 妇人说：先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。耶稣说：你去叫你丈夫，他也到这里来。妇人说：我没有丈夫。耶稣说：你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。你这话是真的。妇人说：先生，我看出你是先知。 我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。耶稣说： 婦人，你當信我，時候到了，你們拜父也不在這山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你們所拜的，你們不知道；我們所拜的，我們知道，因為救恩是從猶太人出來的。時候將到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心靈和誠實拜他，因為父要這樣的人拜他。神是個靈，所以拜他的必須用心靈和誠實拜他。婦人說：我知道尼賽亞就是那稱為基督的要來，他來了必將一切的事都告訴我們。耶穌說：這和你說話的就是他。聖經讀畢。
So I'd like you to notice two things from this passage of scripture right away.
我希望你立即可以從這一段經文看到兩樣東西。
The hero in the story, of course, is Jesus of Nazareth.
在這一段經文裡面的英雄人物當然就是耶穌基督。
That shouldn't surprise us because from Genesis to Revelation, Jesus is the hero of the story.
我們不應該覺得驚奇，因為從創世記以至到這個啟示錄，耶穌都是我們的中心人物。
But the text gives us some detail about Jesus when he met this woman.
但是这段经文我们看到呢，当耶稣遇见这个妇人的时候的一些的长节细节。
He was tired, he was weary, he was weak.
他是很软弱，很疲乏。
He was in physical need, he was thirsty, he wanted a drink of water.
他在肉身上有一些需要，他需要喝一些水。
And in this place of weakness and vulnerability, he poured into a needy person.
但是在他这种这样的状态底下，他遇到一个是也是一个有需要的人。
And maybe we subscribe to the nonsense that we are disqualified from being good news people.
或者我们会觉得呢，我们是即是不，根本不，没有资格去做那个传福音的使者。
Because we are weary, we're weak.We're conscious of our own frailty.
因为我们觉得我们软弱，我们疲乏，我们很觉得自己很不足够。
But here we're reminded in the place of weakness and vulnerability.
但是在这里是提醒了我们，纵然在我们困倦软弱的时候，
God can use us.
神都可以用我们。
In fact, if you're weak, welcome to the club.
如果你觉得你自己软弱的呢，很欢迎你来到我们的当中。
And the good news is God's grace and God's strength are made perfect in weakness.
因为呢，个好消息就是神的恩典和神的大能是令到我们可以完全。
And you say, well, I don't have it all together. How can I be a good news person?
或者你都会说，我都不懂说什么，我怎样可以传福音呢？
I'll let you in on a secret. None of us have it all together.
我会告诉你一个秘密，就是没有一个人是完全是知道怎样去讲福音的。
And in our weakness and vulnerability, God can empower us and God can use us.
在我们的软弱和无能的底下，神是可以使用我们。
In fact, if we're aware of our weakness and vulnerability, we draw closer to a truth that Jesus said.
事实上，如果当我们觉得我们是软弱的时候，我们更加会去亲近耶稣，去那里得着力量。
Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing.
耶稣说，离了我，你们不能做什么。
The second thing to notice is a woman doing something unusual in that culture.
另外一样嘢咧，就系啊呢一个妇人咧，系喺嗰个文化嘅里面做紧一样咧，系唔系好寻常嘅嘢。
She's drawing water as a solitary, lonely figure.
佢系咧系孤单一人咁样去井里面打水。
At high noon.
喺正午嘅呢一个时候。
When the sun was at its greatest intensity.
系当时嘅太阳系最猛烈嘅时候。
That way she could guarantee no one else would be around.
因为这样呢，她就可以保证呢，没有其他人呢，是跟她一起。
And what's unusual about this, you might ask?
那你或者会问，那有什么这么不寻常呢？
Drawing water was a social activity.
在当时呢，其实打水呢，是一个社会活动来的。
The well was a social hub.
那个呢，好像一个呢，是即社交的场所。
People weren't just gathering water, they were catching up on news and gossip.
他们不单止在这里打水，其实他们是在这里互通消息，还有在这里讲是非。
The well was like that old TV sitcom Cheers.
这个的井旁的这个情景就好像那些我们看电视的肥皂剧那样。
Where everyone knows your name.
每个人都会知道你的名字。
But everyone knew her name and despised her.
但是这个妇人呢，个个都知道她的名字，但 是看不起她的。
Because of her openly promiscuous lifestyle.
因为呢，她的生活呢，是非常之淫乱。
People dismissed her.
很多人呢，是真的很贬损，贬低她。
And she didn't want to be on the end of their sharp tongues.
而她呢，是不喜欢见到这些人呢，是被她们讲她的是非。
And there she is.
这里，她来到这里。
Broken and empty.
她是非常之破碎，而且里面是很空虚。
Spiritually thirsty.
她的灵是非常之饥渴。
With a burning question inside her.
但在她里面有一个呢，是一个很很大的一个问题。
Will my thirst for love ever be quenched?
我对爱的这个渴求会不会得到满足呢？
Because her sexual misadventures were a symptom of a deeper issue. Sexual misadventures, her promiscuity.
Okay. 因为她这么淫乱的生活呢，其实带来给她很多的痛苦。
She was yearning for adoring love and intimacy.
她是追求着，渴慕着一个的真正的亲密的关系。
And Jesus is the only one who can quench our thirst for real love.
但耶稣是唯一个能够满足她这个对真爱的渴求。
And Jesus says to her, if you knew the generosity of God and who I am,
耶稣对她说，如果你知道神的恩赐和我是哪一个，
You would be asking me for a drink, and I would give you fresh living water.
你会叫我系攞水饮，而我会俾你咧新鲜嘅活水。
And this episode contains four lessons for us if we want to be and become good news people.
喺呢段经文里面，我哋会学到四个嘅功课。如果我哋要系即系想成为一个传福音嘅使者。
First lesson is Jesus calls you to get on God's agenda.
第一个嘅功课就系神系邀请你去加入佢嘅计划。
In John chapter 4 verse 4, which we read together.
喺约翰福音第四章第四节，头先我哋读过嘅。
The scripture says now Jesus had to go through Samaria.
经文系话耶稣系必须经过撒玛利亚。
And the idea here is not geographical necessity.
喺呢度咧唔系讲紧咧喺地理上高嘅必须。
But the text suggests a compulsion in Jesus.
在这段经文里面讲的是讲的在耶稣的里面有一种的催逼，一种的引导。
Something drove him to go to this community in Samaria.
有些东西在他里面是引导他去进入这个撒玛利亚的社区。
What would make a self-respecting Jew go through Samaria?
一个有自尊的犹太人。
Why would a Jewish rabbi park at a well and talk to a Samaritan woman?
一个犹太人的拉比为什么会在井旁同这个撒玛利亚妇人倾偈呢？
John 4 verse 9 has a phrase.
约翰福音第四章第九节。
That speaks of centuries of division and hostility.
是讲紧咧，系即系呢个历史悠久嘅喺呢个两个社区嘅分歧。
It says with some understatement.
但其实佢讲得唔够深刻。
Jews do not associate with Samaritans.
犹太人咧同撒玛利人系唔交往嘅。
Jesus was compelled to go into the no-go zone.
而耶稣咧系被圣灵催逼咧进入去呢个嘅禁区嘅里面。
Jesus was compelled to break cultural, racial, and religious taboos.
耶稣是被圣灵引导去突破这个的宗教、种族和文化上高的禁忌。
And we ask why?
我们会问为什么呢？
Jesus tells us why in Luke 19 verse 10.
耶稣就在路加福音19章第10节这样说。
He says the Son of Man,
人子,
or the man from heaven,
人子来,
came to seek and to save that which was lost.
是来是为要寻找拯救失丧的人。
Jesus' inner driving compulsion was a passion for lost people.
耶稣他对那些失丧的人是有一个很大的热情。
Jesus had a heart for one broken lost individual.
耶稣的心是很关注这些失丧的人。
And because of that, he violated social taboos.
因为这样他就是突破了这个文化上的禁忌。
And his heart still beats passionately for the lost.
他的心是为着这些失丧的人是非常热切。
Now, when I before I started with C2C Network,
在我在C2C这个地方工作之前呢,
I had 10 interviews.
我曾经试过有10次的面谈.
That's called due diligence.
他们觉得这样做才叫做足功夫.
That's called kind of crazy.
我就觉得是很疯狂的.
And at one of these interviews, my friend, who is also now my boss, Gord Fleming, said something.
在其中一次的面谈当中，他现在的上司，也是他的朋友，叫做 Gord Fleming， 他曾经这样跟他讲。
He said, I don't believe in job descriptions.
我不是很喜欢用这个职责范围的。
I said, praise God.
我就跟他说，感谢主。
I don't like job descriptions.
我都不喜欢的。
Now, Revenue Canada stipulates that I have a job description and I do have one.
但是呢，因为税局的缘故呢，我就必须有一个嘅职责嘅范围。
But my heart leaped when he said you don't have a job description.
但是呢，当佢话你唔需要嘅时候呢，我心好开心。
Because my mission statement is don't box me in.
因为我嘅最终就系唔中意咧，人哋将我咧规范咗喺一个嘅框框嘅里面。
But God said if you did have a job description, it would have three things.
因为神跟我说，如果你真的要有一个职权的范围，你要包括三样东西。
One, stick close to Jesus.
第一就是紧紧地跟随耶稣。
Two, pray that God will break your heart for lost people.
第二就是祈祷神会感动你的心去关注那些失丧的人。
And three, do whatever it takes to fulfill the mission.
第三就是用尽你一切的所能来去达到你完成你的使命。
And becoming good news people starts with those first two things Gord Fleming said.
成为这个福音的使者就是要跟着这个 Gord Fleming 讲的头那两样东西。
Sticking close to Jesus, falling in love with Jesus.
是跟随着耶稣，是对耶稣是热爱。
And then asking him to break our heart for our colleagues, our neighbors, our friends that don't know him.
还有呢，是向他祈祷，求神呢去感动我们的心，去爱我们的同工，爱我们的邻居。
So that somehow mysteriously, Jesus' heart for lost people seeps into our hearts.
以至到呢，是即系耶稣嘅对呢一啲人嘅爱呢，系好神奇咁样去进入到我哋嘅心嘅里面。
So Jesus calls you to get on God's agenda.
所以耶稣佢邀请你进入佢神嘅计划嘅当中。
And getting on God's agenda starts by getting on your knees.
而要进入神嘅计划嘅当中，系由你嘅祷告开始。
And say, Lord, get hold of my heart.
向神讲，你改变我嘅心。
Second lesson is Jesus calls you to get up close and personal.
第二个嘅功课咧，就系神叫我哋系起嚟去认识别人，去同佢哋交往。
See, here's the amazing thing.
我可以话俾你听一样好奇妙嘅事。
Jesus is God Almighty become up close and personal.
耶稣是伟大的神，但是他却是愿意跟我们亲密的交往。
The scripture says the word became flesh and blood.
圣经里面说是道成肉身。
And moved into the neighborhood.
是住在我们的当中。
We saw the glory with our own eyes.
我们用我们的眼亲眼看过他的荣光。
The one of a kind glory.
是一个独一无二的荣光。
Like father, like son.
是好像父与子一样的荣光。
Generous inside and out.
是从里到外都是这么慷慨。
True from start to finish.
由开始至终结都是这么真实。
Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us.
耶稣是神与我们同在。
Jesus is the God who gave up home field advantage.
耶稣是那位他放弃了他自己应有的权利。
To get up close and personal with broken, rebellious humanity.
来到亲近那些背叛他的人类。
Jesus is the barrier-breaking God.
耶稣是那个破除障碍的一位神。
And Jesus' mission was to come and break down the barrier between us and God.
耶稣来的目的就是要将我们和神之间的障碍来到去破除。
By his perfect life.
他有完全的生命。
where he lived the life that we cannot live for us. By his sacrificial death, where he died the death you and I deserve.
他又犧牲他自己的生命，是為你和我，是我們其實應該去這樣去受死的。
He broke down the barrier between rebellious, wayward humans.
他是將背叛神的這群人和神之間的障礙來破除。
And a loving, generous, holy God.
他是一個充滿了愛和慷慨大方的神。
But clearly the disciples didn't clue in that Jesus is the barrier-breaking God.
但是那群門徒不明白到耶穌就是那個破除障礙的神。
The disciples are shocked that Jesus, a Jewish rabbi, is talking to a Samaritan woman.
那些門徒看到耶穌跟這個撒瑪利亞婦人聊天的時候，他們覺得很驚訝。
He's a rabbi talking to a woman in public, that's a no-no.
拉比跟一個婦人在公開的地方來這樣對話，是絕對不可以做的。
And he's a Jew speaking to a despised Samaritan.
因為那些猶太人，他們是很看不起撒瑪利亞人。
That's why it says in John 4, verse 27.
所以在約翰福音第四章第27節，
His disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman.
所以那裡記載，門徒回來見到耶穌跟這個婦人聊天，他們覺得很驚奇。
But no one asked, what do you want?
但沒有人問你究竟想什麼呢？
Or why are you talking to her?
或者為什麼你跟她聊天呢？
See, Jesus came to show us God's love.
耶穌來是將神的愛顯明給我們。Jesus
came to set up his kingdom.
耶穌來是建立他的國度。Jesus
came to die for our sins.
耶穌來是為我們的罪死。Jesus
came to end religion.
耶穌來是將這個宗教終結。Robert
Farrar Capon has something to say about that.
有一個作者Robert. It's okay.
Okay. He was an Episcopal priest.
他是一個天主教的教主。A
gourmet chef.
他也是一個大廚。
And a theologian.
也是一個神學家。
What a lovely combination.
是一個很可愛的組合。
And this is what he said.
他是這樣說。
What role have I left for religion?
對宗教我是給他什麼角色呢?
None.
我不給他任何角色。
And I have left none because the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ leaves none.
我不給他任何角色，因為我的主耶穌，他的福音沒有給他任何角色。
Christianity is not a religion, it is the announcement of the end of religion.
基督教不是一個宗教，他卻是宣告宗教是終結。
Religion consists of all the things, believing, behaving, worshipping, sacrificing, the human race has ever thought it had to do to get right with God.
在宗教裡面，我們有各種不同的事要去做，我們以為做完這些事，我們就可以跟神的關係復和。
About those things, Christianity has only two comments to make.
對於這些事，基督教只有兩個的看法。
The first is that none of them ever had the least chance of doing the trick.
第一件事就是所有這些事情都不可能做到。
The blood of bulls and goats can never take away sins.
那些牛和羊的血永遠都不可以將罪除去。
And no effort of ours to keep the law of God can ever finally succeed.
而我們靠著自己的力量來遵行神的教訓，是永遠都不會成功的。
The second is that everything religion tried and failed to do has been perfectly done once and for all by Jesus in his death and resurrection.
第二樣就是宗教嘗試去做但從來都沒有成功過的事，都是已經被耶穌基督的犧牲來成就了。
For Christians, therefore, the entire religion shop has been closed, boarded up, and forgotten.
對基督徒來說，宗教所以已經不再存在，已經被遺忘了。The
church is not in the religion business.
教會不是在宗教的事工上。It
never has been and it never will be.
我們從來都沒有這樣做，永遠都不會是這樣做。
In spite of all the ecclesiastical turkeys through 2,000 years who have acted as if religion was their stock in trade.
纵然间喺过去二千年嚟咧，嗰啲宗教人士咧，一直都以为佢哋所做嘅系好正确嘅。
The church instead is in the gospel proclaiming business.
教会其实个工作就系要宣讲福音。
It is not here to bring the world the bad news that God will think kindly about us only after we have gone through certain creedal, liturgical, and ethical wicket.
这个的我们的宗教，我们的教会不是来告诉世界的人知道，我们做足了所有宗教对你的要求，神就会对你另眼相看。
It is here to bring the world the good news that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly.
我们的工作却是要告诉这个世界听这个好消息，就是纵然我们在罪里面的时候，耶稣基督已经为我们死。
It is here, in short, for no religious purpose at all, only to announce the gospel of free grace.
简单来说，我们就只是需要宣讲神给我们白白的恩典。
And Jesus invites us in on his mission.
而耶稣是邀请我们去参与他这个的使命。
Getting up close and personal with lost, broken, spiritually confused people.
起来去认识同埋去同嗰啲去认识同埋同佢哋交往，就系嗰啲失丧嘅人，嗰啲灵里面饥渴同埋咧系破碎嘅人。
Breaking down barriers to offer hope, healing, and forgiveness.
将个障碍嚟到破除，以至到我哋可以得着嗰个医治同埋咧嗰个盼望。
And announcing the gospel of free grace.
亦都系向世界去宣告呢一个嘅福音呢个白白嘅恩典。
And we can't do this from a distance.
我哋唔可以咧系即系远距离咁样去做呢一件事嘅。
You and I have to get up close and personal with people that don't love and know Jesus.
我哋系要同嗰啲唔认识耶稣、唔爱耶稣嘅人咧，系同佢哋同行。
So this means we climb out of the church subculture.
即系话我哋要行出去教会嘅外边。
We get to know our neighbors and colleagues.
去认识我哋嘅邻居同埋我哋嘅同事。
And as God gives opportunity, we share the message of grace.
而如果神俾我哋机会嘅时候，我哋就同佢哋分享福音。
And as we do this, we might discover the third lesson from John 4.
当我哋咁样跟住去做嘅时候，可能我哋就会认识到咧呢一段经文咧第三个嘅教导。
Jesus invites you to get ready for divine surprises.
耶稣系邀请你咧嚟到去准备好咧去经历从佢而嚟神一个系神圣嘅经验。
On the surface.The Samaritan woman seemed closed.
在外边去睇咧，呢一个嘅撒玛利亚妇人好似好封闭。
On the surface, the Samaritan woman seemed far from God.
在外边喺外表面去睇，呢个撒玛利亚妇人好似同神相距好远。
Maybe you or I would have written her off.
可能你同我如果见到呢个人嘅时候，可能都已经唔再理佢啦。
Because her response to Jesus was hostile.
因为咧，佢对耶稣嗰个嘅态度咧，非常之系恶劣嘅。
She's bigoted。
佢系好有偏见。
She's loose living。
佢亦都佢嘅生活系非常之淫乱。
She's got a chip on her shoulder。
佢亦都系即系俾人哋咧系嗰个名声系唔好。
She's a bitter woman。
佢亦都系一个好苦毒嘅妇人。
In reality, she was intensely spiritually thirsty。
但系喺事实上，佢喺灵嘅里面系极之嘅饥渴。
And when Jesus And she are talking about water.
当佢同耶稣讲到水嘅问题嘅时候咧
，initially she's thinking about physical water.
起初佢系谂紧嗰啲真系物质上高嘅水。
And she says, "You have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water?"
咁佢就话耶稣，你又冇器具，个井又深，你点样去攞呢一个活水咧？
But as Jesus talks about living water, she begins to open up and respond.
但系当耶稣讲到呢一个活水嘅时候，佢嘅心就开始打开，开始有回应啦。
She says, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water."
佢就对耶稣讲：，请你将呢个水俾我，以致我唔使咧行咁远嚟到去攞水。
And here's the good news.
个好消息就系
，It's not about you.
唔系关乎你。
God's already at work.
神已经系喺度工作。
And loads of people are more spiritually open and spiritually thirsty than we realize.
我哋唔知道，其实系有好多个人，佢哋都系对呢一个嘅属灵嘅事情咧，系好开放，同埋咧系好饥渴。
This means we need to take on board lesson 4.
咁即系话咧，我哋就要继续睇第四个嘅功课。
Jesus invites you to get ready for spiritual conversations.
耶稣是邀请你呢，是预备好呢，是随时同人在灵的里面有对话。
And here we see in John 4, Jesus was a master of the art of spiritual conversation.
在约翰福音第四章的里面，我们看到耶稣呢，是在这一方面 的一个大师来的。
He listened.
他聆听。
He challenged.
他会挑战你。
He probed.
他会是向你查问。
He provoked.
他甚至会挑衅你。
He said, I'm not really the thirsty one here.
他说我其实不是我，是饥渴。
He didn't get diverted by religious smoke screens.
他也不会被一些是宗教的烟幕来分开他的注意力。
Jesus was not a Canadian.
耶稣不是加拿大人。
So he wasn't interested in being politically correct.
所以他不会在意他是不是政治正确。
So he went to that uncomfortable place.
所以他去到这个是令人不舒服的地方。
In verse 16, he said, Go call your husband and come back.
在第十六节的里面，他叫这个妇人回去找他的丈夫过来。
And she said, Oh, oh.
而他心里面，这个妇人心里面就知道不妙。
I have no husband.
我没有丈夫。
And then Jesus said,
然后耶稣说,
You are right when you say you have no husband.
你说你没有丈夫是对的。
The fact is, you've had five husbands.
你其实已经有过五个丈夫。
And the man you now have is not your husband.
现在你有的这个都不是你的丈夫。
What you have just said is quite true.
你所讲的很真实。
Now, why did Jesus do that?
为什么耶稣会这样做呢?
To make a shameful woman squirm?
是不是要令到这个这么有羞耻的妇人在这里尖叫呢?
To condemn her for her sexual promiscuity?
是不是因为她的性的罪行来到去判她的罪呢?
Jesus put his finger on a raw nerve.
是不是要专门是激怒她呢?
So that the woman could experience healing and transformation.
耶稣这样做是等她，等这个妇人可以经历这个医治和生命转变。
And on the road to transformation,
但是在这个转变的历程里面，
Jesus skillfully guides the conversation.
耶稣是很有技巧地来到去引导这个的妇人进入这个对话。
And we see a progression of the woman growing in an awareness of Jesus.
我就看到这个妇人是逐渐地来到去知道耶稣是哪一个。
Which is really the heart of evangelism, that people might grow in their awareness of Jesus.
这个就是我们传福音的最中心的这个工作，就是将人的心是带他们是去认识到这个福音。
Initially, she dismisses him as a Jew.
起初的时候，他说耶稣是一个犹太人。
Then, when he talks about water, she thinks Jesus is a plumber.
当他们讲到水的时候，他就以为耶稣是一个水泥匠。
Then, when he supernaturally speaks into her sexual promiscuity, she thinks he's a prophet.
当他很超自然地去提及到他这个妇人在性方面的罪的时候，他就以为耶稣是先知。
Then at one point, she says, I know that Messiah is coming.
于是他就讲到，我知道尼赛亚是来紧。
And Jesus says, I am he.
耶稣就对他说，我就是尼赛亚。
She's transformed by the power of Jesus' love.
她是被耶稣的爱的大能来到去改变。
She runs back to her village.
她就走回去她的乡村的里面。
And says, Come see a man who told me everything I ever did.
就叫那些人来到来看那个呢，是话给她听一切在她生命里面发生的事的人。
Could this man be the Messiah?
这个人会不会是尼赛亚呢?
Then, as people in the village,experience the power of Jesus.
当这个村那些其他村民来到经历过耶稣的大能的时候，
put their trust in Jesus.
他们就相信主。
The text says, we know that this man really is the savior of the world.
圣经里面说，这些人说，我们知道这个人真是世界的救主。
And you see the progression from a Jew to a plumber to the savior of the world.
你看到那个进程是由一个犹太人水泥匠到先知。
And that's the task before us as good news people.
这个就是我们要成为福音使者的工作。
To help people take another step and another step and another step towards Jesus.
去帮助别人是一步一步这样来到去亲近耶稣。
That means we need to learn to listen.
即係話我哋要學習去聆聽。
Ask good probing questions.
去問一啲適合嘅問題。
Learn to speak up.
學習去宣講。
Speak the truth in love.
將呢一個嘅真用愛嚟到將真理嚟到宣講。
And that's why we did the workshop Friday and Saturday here.
我哋星期五、星期六做嘅工作坊咧，就係教導大家喺呢一方面嘅事。
Maybe when you get home this afternoon or work on Tuesday afternoon, you'll have an opportunity to give a reason for the hope that lies within you.
当你翻去嘅时候，可能今日下昼或者甚至下个礼拜，你可能就有机会系咁样样做。
And you know, you go, wow, it might be awkward. How can I speak the words?
你可能会话，哎呀，好怪喎，我点样去讲呢一个福音咧？
Well, I'd like to give you some free advice from the movie We Bought a Zoo.
我就想咧同大家讲下咧一套嘅电影，叫做咧系我买咗一个嘅动物园。
Matt Damon plays a man called Benjamin Mee.
当中嘅主角咧就系叫做 Benjamin Mee.
And he remembers fondly when he first saw his wife, the woman who would become his wife.
佢好记得咧，当佢最初见到一个嘅女士啦，将来系成为佢嘅太太嘅。
And from his experience, he passes on wisdom to his son.
从他的经验当中呢，他就教他的儿子。
And he says, you know, sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage.
他说呢，有时呢，你只需要有20秒钟那么多的这个疯狂的胆量。
Just literally 20 seconds of just embarrassing bravery.
就只是20秒钟那么多的，令到你可能很尴尬的勇气。
And I promise you something great will come of it.
我可以很肯定告诉你，会有很大的事情发生。
So if your neighbor or your colleague asks you a question,
所以如果你的邻居或者你的同事问你一个问题，
that demands a gospel response,
你就需要你去跟他讲到福音的时候，
Remember Benjamin Mee.
你就记得这个的Benjamin Mee 这个人。
Squirm for 20 seconds.
你只需要20秒钟的勇气。
And summon up 20 seconds of embarrassing bravery.
就是用这20秒钟来到去跟他去分享福音。
Tell your story.
跟他讲你的故事。
Tell God's story.
讲神的故事。
Because the gospel is the best news you'll ever hear.
因为呢，福音呢是你听过以来最好的消息。
So today, will you get off your agenda onto God's agenda?
所以今日你会不会是即系离开、放弃你自己嘅计划，进入神嘅计划呢？
Will you come alongside the spiritually confused?
对嗰啲灵里面困惑嘅人，你会唔会去同佢哋一齐同行呢？
The broken, the outsider, the searcher.
嗰啲慕道嘅、嗰啲局外人、嗰啲破碎嘅人。
Will you say, "Here I am, Lord"?
你会唔会对神话，神啊，我喺呢度。
As you give me opportunity, I will make much of Jesus.
如果你俾我机会嘅时候，我就会同人讲耶稣。
Father God, as people ask, I will share good news and tell my story.
当有人问我嘅时候，我就会去同人分享我嘅故事。
Let's pray.
让我哋一齐嚟到祈祷。
Father, we thank you that the gospel is the best news we'll ever hear.
主啊，我哋多谢你嘅福音系我哋听过以嚟最好嘅消息。
We thank you that Jesus is more than a prophet; he's the savior of the world.
多谢耶稣唔单止系先知，佢系呢个世界嘅救主。
And we thank you that he died for our sins and rose again on the third day.
我哋多谢你，佢为我哋嘅罪死，但喺第三日佢复活。
And he offers new life.
佢俾我哋有新嘅生命。
Forgiveness.
宽恕。
A relationship with you.
同埋一个同你嘅关系。
And we pray, Lord, in our hearts, our affection for Jesus would grow.
神啊，我哋都祈祷喺我哋嘅心嘅里面，我哋对神嘅爱，对耶稣嘅爱系会增加。
That our love for Jesus would increase.
我哋对佢嘅爱系会增加。
We pray that Jesus would become our magnificent obsession.
我哋祈祷系耶稣系成为我哋咧心里面咧就系个最爱。
And out of that place we would share.
就喺呢一个咁样嘅基础嘅上高。
His love, his power, his mercy, his message.
佢嘅爱、佢嘅大能、佢嘅怜悯都系有呢一个嘅信息。
So we pray, Lord, that you would order our steps.
所以主啊，我哋求你引导我哋嘅步伐。
You would guide us.
你引導我們。
And you would use us.
你會使用我們。
Lord, use us as channels of hope, healing, and forgiveness.
主啊，將我們成為這個的醫治、寬恕和盼望的管子。
Fill our lips with your words.
讓我們的口裡面充滿你的話語。
Here we are, we make ourselves available to you, Lord.
主，我們在你的面前，我們是等候你。
We say this in Jesus' strong name.
我們禱告是奉耶穌基督偉大的名字。
Amen.
Amen.